the Inspired Parenting Radio Show with host Sandy Sedgebeer, where our mission is to inspire conscious parents, families, and educators by bringing you the latest research and thinking on supporting today's highly evolved children to fulfill their potential as healthy, confident, resourceful, and emotionally intelligent individuals.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgebeer, and you're listening to the Inspired Parenting Show. And we have a small technical hitch, so just hold there for one moment while we get our guest on the line. There she is. I think she's going to be joining us now. Just bear with me for one second. I love these technical hitches. Keep you on your toes. Nope, it looks as though we haven't got her, so let me try one more time. Again, just bear with me. Well, it looks like we have a problem here. Please don't go away. I'll be back in a few seconds. Well, I think we've got Sonia on the line now, so let me just get her in to this call. Sonia, can you hear me? Hello, Sonia. Can you hear me? Well, I don't know what is going on today. It looks as though she's not answering. We are going to have to try it one more time. Right, I think this might do it.
Hello?
Hello, Sonia. We have had a bit of a technical problem, I'm afraid, at the start of the show, but I'm glad you're with us now.
Okay,
so we are live on air and we are, let me just introduce you to our audience. Sonia is going to be talking to us tonight about how we can keep our children calm and centered in times of chaotic change. Now, a little bit about Sonia. For over 30 years, she's been using her mastery in many modalities, including neuro-linguistic programming, Traeger therapy, Feldenkrais, energy medicine, and Touch for Health to provide immediate stability, clarity, and guidance for her worldwide clients. Sonia has a Native American and a Norwegian heritage, and she's adopted on the Hopi Reservation and is considered a medicine woman. Her books include Earthways Healing Medicine for the Soul, Angels in the 21st Century, and Become an Earth Angel. And she's appeared on Beyond Belief on Coast to Coast AM with George Noory on Better TV and her popular Earthway series. Now, despite the fact that we've had a little challenging start to the show, I think you're going to enjoy this one because it's going to be a little more experiential than usual, because Sonia's going to be providing some practical tools, strategies, exercises and meditations to help you and your children remain centered and calm in the midst of the stressful situations that are a byproduct of chaotic times. Sonia, welcome, and my apologies.
No technical problem. Issues there.
So
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sandy, for having me on. It's great to get to talk with you.
You too.
Thank you.
Well, we know there's a lot going on in the world right now, much of which involves the displacement of millions of people who've been forced out of their homes, either through war, violence, political unrest, natural disasters like earthquakes, storms and tornadoes. It's nigh on impossible to protect our children from some of the horrors that are daily aired on the news. Now, before we talk about how we can prepare ourselves and our children for this. I'd like your take on the bigger picture of what's going on right now and why everything feels so weird and unpredictable.
Well, I'm really in a strong direction with everybody that I work with around the world that this is a year of transformation, and that a lot of the difficulties or struggles that we're all experiencing is sort of that core wound that we haven't maybe tackled yet, that we haven't looked at, or we haven't really gotten to the bottom of. And so a lot of people have their stuff up, you know, and feel it and are uncomfortable and, you know, maybe looking to get out of town all the time, or, you know, maybe I'll go shopping and I'll feel better. There's no quick fix here for what's happening, because it's such a deep transformational year for everyone. And I feel that a lot of our kids are experiencing this as well, but so many of the kids that are here today are, you know, unbelievable crystal children, star seeds, very, very sensitive, highly aligned beings, and of course they're here because they can handle this. Really, I think it's the, you know, the adults that are perhaps struggling with this a little bit more. And I feel that much of what we're all dealing with is karmic. My definition of karma is a much deeper definition than most, and that I feel it's unresolved emotional wounds from past lives. And those wounds meaning, you know, the emotion of abandonment or betrayal or fear, shock, all kinds of, you know, things that we experience in past lives that get, that go unresolved, that do not have any kind of nice, let's talk this through and work it out before we die, is the stuff that we bring with us. And so we recreate those feelings, those karmic ties in this lifetime, creating anxiety, fear, shock, betrayal, you know, all whatever it is your packaged karmic deal. And so as people go and recreate this stuff, we wonder, why is this happening to me? Why am I constantly being betrayed by my friends and my family? But if we step back and we look at what the tie is, what is the link to all these past lives, then we start to understand, oh, this has not been resolved, and I need to resolve this. Well, and a lot of times with kids, it's the same thing. They experience these karmic ties when they come through, and at 3 years old, they're having some meltdown catastrophe that makes no rhyme or reason to the parents, you know, until they call me, and then I'm able to tell them what happened in these past lives that the child is trying to process.
Well, it's true that the children today seem to be a lot more connected, more evolved, more sensitive. And I would think that in a world, in a 3D world where out there beyond us, out of our control, there's all kinds of things going on. I mean, we know there's been lots and lots of solar flares, and they do have an effect on children. That's actually been proven. They have an effect on all of us emotionally. And, you know, there's all the horror pictures that children see in the news. Now, parents, the first thing parents want to do is protect their children. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that. At the same time, if we're kind of hiding all of those things from them, and yet we are anxious ourselves, those kids are going to pick up that anyway, aren't they?
They are. Yes, they are. Kids pick up everything. After doing this work for over 30 years, I completely believe my experience with clients is that all of the major patterning that we do is from the womb until about 3 years old. That is the time that that baby child is imprinting everything, all of the mom and the dad's psychology, whether they're present or not, they are imprinting that from them, because that's part of that karmic deal that we have with the people that we came through. So after 3, 4, 5, you know, patterns actually start to submerge and, you know, show themselves in little tiny bits and pieces, and then it goes back down under. But by the time we're 7, 8, 9, there's patterns in full bloom that are starting to come out that's emotional wounds from back when we were very, very young. And, you know, everybody has emotional wounds. I don't want any parents that are listening today to feel that somehow, oh, my God, I'm doing something wrong. you know, all parents are doing, in my opinion, a really great job, and we all do the best we can with the tools that we have. But we all come from a lineage of patterning. Our parents, our grandparents, great-grandparents, and stuff gets passed down the line. So all of that said, that also is a connector to the karmic stuff that we're working through. So there's lots of layers here that we are looking at.
Well, I think, too, the, you know, on a, as I said before, on a practical 3D level, you know, the karmic thing is one thing. Not everybody is aware, you know, of why they're going through, or even why the world is going through what it is at the moment. But on a 3D level, it is affecting children, and many people are getting incredibly stressed and upset about what's going on. I mean, the fears of financial meltdown, we're hearing so much going on with the financial systems, up and down, you know, day down the next.
Oh, I was just going to say, Sandy, it's so interesting to me how I have clients, they're adults, but I've also worked with kids who have this. There are some people that are just hardwired to being completely sensitive to the the influx of what's coming in right now. Our gravitational field has changed, and around the Earth, that gravitational field is getting less and less, and the poles are actually, they've actually moved down below the equator, so we've got this whole other thing going on with solar flares and cosmic rays coming in because we don't have the filtering system that we once had, and the people who are sensitive, the kids, the adults, who feel these vibrations coming in are really affected by it. I mean, headaches, weird spine pain, neck pain, super sensitivity in the sinuses, anything around the throat and that neck area.
I'm going to have to stop you there, Sonia, while we go over to the break, but hold that thought and we'll come back to it. You're listening to the Inspired Parenting Radio Show. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and my guest is author, teacher, and mystic healer, Sonia Grace. We're talking about how we can help our children stay calm and centered in chaotic times. We'll be back in a few moments.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of the Inspired Parenting Radio Show, where every week we bring you empowering information from the diverse fields of conscious parenting, education, neuroscience, consciousness, health, and metaphysics to support you in nurturing the best in your children. So if you're interested in understanding what shapes your children's minds, spirits, and hearts, join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and prepare to be inspired.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
that are a byproduct of chaotic times. Sonia, you work with energy, so you're very familiar with energy patterns, and you say that the one thing parents really need to bear in mind is that our energy and words impact our children beyond what we can see. Say a little bit more about that.
Well, I feel that the energy in the body is partly governed by what we were talking about earlier, karma, and karma is unresolved emotional wounds. So if you have a thing about, being betrayed, I used that earlier as an example, that betrayal vibe, that energy vibe's going out. It's like a signal. And you end up signaling other people who have that same wounding, and you hook up with them, and they betray you, and then you betray them. And, it's a complete match for that energy. So we have to think about, okay, what am I doing with my energy? I want to have a lot of love and have love going out of me, not these other unresolved karmic pieces from my past. So, there's processing and things that I do with clients that help them to clear that. But in the meantime, we can ground our energy. And the energy in your body, there's 7 chakras, they're energy centers. One is where you sit, the next one's in your belly, 2nd, 3rd is your solar plexus, 4th is your heart, 5th is your throat, 6th is your forehead or your third eye, and the 7th is the top of your head. And I teach a grounding meditation that grounds each one of these energy centers. But for now, for today, a really good way of just grounding your energy, and it's fun to do with your kids, will love this exercise, is to imagine roots like a tree growing off of your body and your feet. And you've got just this amazing root system going down into the earth, really deep. And your energy is in your body is grounding with the earth energy, and there's earth energy even coming up through the roots of the tree and grounding you. So that's a really fun and easy way to help yourself and your kids get grounded and kind of do it in a really fast way. If kids are out of control, they're running around, you could play a game with them and say, okay, tree roots, boom, and then they ground. And it teaches them how to ground their energy at an early age, which is very helpful when they become adults.
And now it's becoming more and more popular to do meditation in schools with kids, mm-hmm. and exercises like this. So even parents who have never done something like meditation, we'll find this one fairly easy, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Meditation is, to me, it's the key to surviving in this transformational time that we're in. I always tell my clients, it's an inside job now. We have to go within to really solve and understand what is going on outside of us. And if we go outside of us, if we try to resolve something outside of us, a lot of times now in this higher frequency that we're experiencing, it doesn't get resolved. But when we go within, it resolves. And, just simple, easy stuff with kids. They're having a problem with their friend at school and they're crying and they're upset. They feel rejected. You can do a little exercise with them just to have them close their eyes and, see themselves, hugging themselves and saying, I'm your friend and I love you. And just that whole self-acceptance, self-worth piece starts to get built and it's a little bit easier for them. And a lot of times I think with kids it's fun. They like having the visualization and the, the opportunity to interact with the parents, but also in some kind of healing process.
What about, we have a lot of children today who have a number of so-called learning challenges, dyslexia, ADHD, Asperger's, autism. How would you help children on the spectrum, or those that find it hard to focus and concentrate?
Well, I love this topic because in my other life, while I was doing healing work, I was also teaching ballet because I danced professionally for about a decade. And as I would teach young children, I would tell them right foot croisé, and they would, half the class would have their right foot in front and half of the class would have effacé, they'd have their left foot in front. So I'd say, okay, everybody, you know, just get out of that. And we would do what's called the cross crawl. And the cross crawl is a marching in place, and you take the opposite hand to the opposite knee, like you're marching and you're just touching that knee, kind of like aerobics, really. And you do this for a few minutes with kids, and then you do the same hand, same leg, and you do that for a few minutes, and you notice that sometimes, even for adults, that's hard to make that switch. Then you end it with another few minutes of cross crawl. You always end in cross crawl, where you're crossing the opposite hand to the opposite knee. What this does is it gets the right brain going over to the left side of the body and the left brain going over to the right side of the body. And it's natural patterning. And every time I did that in these classes that I taught, I would then tell the kids, okay, right foot croisé, and everybody in the room had it. And I had parents coming to me saying, oh my God, my kids, you know, they're doing their homework and they're not getting their letters turned around. They're not turning their numbers around anymore. And parents could really see a change just from doing this exercise. And I want to add to that, that any kind of exercise, whether it's, you know, ballet or it's soccer or some kind of physical, it helps kids assimilate all of that mental work that they've been doing all day long. And it really gives them a chance to integrate it into their body.
Now, you have part Native American heritage. And, you know, one of the things that we admire so much about the Native Americans is their connection with nature and the earth. How important is it for kids to be out on the earth, playing in the soil and not on the cement?
It's very important. I mean, I think it's critical. You know, we in the old days, before we had technology, we really did connect with the earth, because we were on the earth all the time. We weren't playing on sidewalks or pavement, and we were receiving energy from the earth. Just innately, that's what happens. That's part of this, you know, this time of being here as a human in a body on the earth is we receive that energy up. And everything has electromagnetic energy. So our electromagnetic energy is really dependent upon the earth and receiving that earth energy. And if we're not, if we're just constantly, you know, staying, we don't go outside, we don't go outdoors, we don't walk in the trees, we're missing out on a lot, because there's a great deal of healing that we get from nature, and that is documented. Scientists have said, yes, the trees are healing. And I saw a wonderful commercial on TV the other day where this couple brings the kids to see the tree where they first met, and they all end up hugging the tree. And, you know, it was just so beautiful. I was laughing, thinking, wow, we have tree huggers on a commercial now. But it's something that's really fun to do. Kids love doing that. And the benefits from doing that are phenomenal, because now we're back to the grounding that we just did. Grow roots like the tree and let them go deep into the earth and, you know, really feel the energy of that magnificent species that's here. Because let me tell you, those trees are often here much longer than us, and they've got a lot more patience than we do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's difficult, isn't it, for parents today? Because, I mean, we do live in a technology-driven world, and it is part of the future, and the kids seem to really love it. And at the same time, we mustn't forget our connection with nature, mm-hmm. the elements and earth. I mean, how would you advise parents to kind of bridge that and, you know, make sure that the children get some of what they love, the technology, and some of what they need?
I think that it's important to, you know, have family time where, you know, there's a hike that everybody goes on. There's a, you know, there's a park that you go play in, and you know, there's equal time where, you know, the kids enjoy getting on the computer or playing a game. But I really caution parents about video games, particularly as kids get older, and the ones that maybe a 14, 15, 16-year-old child might like to play. Because those games, especially the darker ones, have a lot of, especially for a sensitive child, they can really open them up in ways that a child is not grounded enough or maybe prepared to be opened on that level. And then a lot of other things can happen to that child. And, you know, I always tell parents, you know, if it's a game that they want to play that's really a learning tool, great. But if it's something that's just mindless, wandering, it's opening the child up on a psychic level that's not always real healthy for them.
Well, that's another challenge for parents, isn't it, to know how much is enough and what is the right kind of technology to allow them to play with.
Right, right. I mean, I'm always I always fall back to, you know, when I was growing up, we played outside every day after school. That's all we did. We played outside. And if we weren't playing outside, we were either in music lessons or, you know, some kind of sport or dance or, you know, whatever it was. And I know that a lot of parents are juggling a lot with multiple children. And this one's got clarinet and this one has to be at soccer. And, you know, poor moms and dads are driving here and there and everywhere. But I think the payoff is really, really good when that's going on. And just remember that, because to have a child who has learned music and studied, to me, a classical form that is, it takes time, it takes patience, it takes dedication. You know, we don't always teach that anymore. This is kind of a get quick fix, you know, society now. And, you know, kids want to do everything. I want to do ballet. I want to do soccer. I want to do gymnastics. I want to do it all. And sometimes it's really not a bad idea to just say, let's be a master of one thing and focus in and really study this art form so we understand it.
Yeah, I think we've lost a lot in overscheduling our children and not giving them the opportunity to be in nature. Well, you're listening to the Inspired Parenting Radio Show. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with author, teacher, and mystic healer Sonia Grace about helping our children and us comfortably navigate the stressful situations that we're facing in today's evolving world. We'll be back in a few moments. Stay tuned.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Teacher and mystic healer Sonia Grace about how we can help our children stay calm and centered in a time of uncertainty and chaos. Sonia, before the break, we were talking about Native American and the connection and nature and the elements, and your book, Earthways Healing Medicine for the Soul, it actually is a practical guide that offers a number of ceremonies for the earth, the way that we can get grounded, connected, and it also provides a series of prayers and meditations and insights about seasons. Now, the seasons is something that the children of today really don't get to appreciate other than, oh, it's snowing, we can go and, you know, make snowballs and snowmen, or it's sun, we can go to the beach. I think that there's a lot more to the seasons and the elements that we could introduce to our children that could help them in this, you know, endeavor to stay calm and connected when the world is going crazy around them.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's really important to recognize, and this is from my, you know, native heritage, that everything has spirit. All the plants, all the trees, you know, everything in life, the rocks, they all have spirit. And kids recognize this. They, you know, they really get into what maybe parents would interpret as a fantasy world, but a lot of times they are connecting. They are connecting with the tree spirits and the, you know, the Daedric realm, the, you know, the spries and the fairies and everything that exists out there. And we're so far from that. But if we look back in history, if we look back in time to the Druids, you know, the Tuatha Dé Danann in Ireland, when we look back to these ancient people and the practices, the rituals, the ceremonies they had, and in all ancient people, it was about ceremony, it was about ritual, it was about honoring fertility and the growing of the crops, and honoring the dead when someone passed, and honoring the seasons, and, you know, summer solstice, winter solstice, the equinoxes. All of these things were so important to the people because they didn't have television to watch. They watched the night sky. They aligned their ceremonial chambers to the night sky. The children had rites of passage. The girls get initiated into certain societies that were, you know, designated for, you know, helping with birth or healing. The men got initiated into societies that were equally, you know, important, and, you know, stuff that they had to do for the people. And, you know, it's sad to me, you know, my Hopi culture, we were very much connected to ceremonies and rituals still today. And there's still a lot of understanding rites of passage for the kids. But in the rest of the world that I see, at least in the United States, there's not a lot of that going on. And I'm sad for that, and I encourage parents, you know, if there is some kind of rite of passage that you can do for your child when they go through puberty or they go through something, it's important. It's really important because it marks for them their evolution. It marks for them their connectivity to the earth, to creator, to, you know, the universe, and it gives them a sense of self that is quite different than just, you know, cruising through, getting through school and getting the car and, you know, going to college. It's a very meaningful experience.
It is, isn't it? And I mean, it's mm-hmm. interesting because, you know, our kids today, they're 12, they're 13, you know, the girls may, start menstruating, the boys, you know, are told they're going through puberty, but it doesn't really mean much to them.
No.
You know, but by mm-hmm. marking it, by marking that transition period, I think it really helps them to establish a strong, firm sense of self and
yes.
the phase that they're at in life.
Right. And in this book, Earthways, Healing Medicine for the Soul, I mean, anyone can pick this up and read these ceremonies for the autumn equinox or a prayer for water, you know, all of these things that I've written that, you know, I carefully designed so as to not step on my Native American heritage, but to create something that was user-friendly for everyone, that you could go outside and scoop up a handful of water and pray with it and ask that this water be blessed and that you understand how sacred water is on the earth and how important it is for us to have clean water and to put a blessing on that and release it into the ground. I mean, that's really cool. That's really fun for kids to be able to do and for parents because we all live here. We all have to manage these things. That's why we're here, is we're the caretakers of this planet. And our kids have a real big job ahead of them.
Yes, they do. Now, yeah. I know you've got a great exercise that you offer to parents and children called Run the River. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, this might be a really good one for parents to do with kids when they're not feeling much like going to sleep. I will do it with you now, and you would close your eyes and feel the top of your head opening up, the bottom of your feet and your hands. And just imagine a beautiful river of water running down through your body, down your legs, out your feet, into the ground, down your arms, out your hands, into the ground, and let it wash away anything that doesn't need to be there. And then you change the color of the river, and you let your whole body fill up with that particular color, whatever feels best to you. Maybe you need a bunch of purple today, or you need blue, or you need some nice, lovely lavender, you know, green, whatever feels best. Just let your whole body fill up with that particular color. And a lot of times, kids will go to sleep doing this because it's relaxing. I've worked with a lot of seniors, you know, so parents who have parents out there. I've done this with classes of you know, lots of people who are seniors. And over time, everybody's arthritis has gotten better, which is great.
So how come the arthritis is getting better?
Well, they're opening up the shoulders, they're opening up the hips where the arthritis is. They're running the river through and literally moving the energy, which is stuck where the arthritis is, and they're moving the energy and their joints are working better.
Wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, in Earthways, you say that in healing ourselves at a soul level, we must first understand how we take in the world. I'm interested to know what you mean by how we take in the world. And is this something that we need to be aware of, how our children take in the world?
I believe so. I think to look at the planet as some, you know, some form of item at Target that we can just, you know, scoop up, use, buy, discard, whatever, is a really big, big mistake. And that we need to view the earth and view all that is living upon her, trees, plants, animals, people, you know, birds, everything, as sacred. That everything has spirit, everything is sacred, everything comes from God, and that the earth, the goddess, that's what I call her, is a living being. The fact that she has a round body and we have bodies with arms and legs, you know, and a round head, is no different. She has a different kind of body, but she's very much alive and very much a living being. So I feel it's important that we teach our children this, and we teach our children that everything has spirit, and it's important that we take care of the plants and the trees and the water for the next seven generations to follow.
I'm interested in how we can help our children. You know, we're in a media-saturated world, and my daughter and her husband don't let my grandson watch the news because he's quite impressionable, very sensitive, and will often get quite upset. Now, when I was raising my daughter in the 80s, I didn't realize how much she was taken in from the media, from television, from, you know, newspapers that were lying around. And at that time, there was a lot of talk about nuclear weapons and nuclear war. And it wasn't until she started having nightmares that I realized how terrified she was of this thing called nuclear war, even though she didn't really understand it. Today, there's so much in the news about ISIS and different countries that are at war with one another, and, you know, airstrikes. And how do we talk to our children about these? How can we allay some of their fears and speak to them about this in a, you know, a responsible but also comforting manner?
Well, I think back to my youth and how I was aware at, you know, a young age of the Vietnam War and I was aware that this was going on, but I, you know, I lived in this world. I lived outside in the woods. I played with the Davidic realm, the tree spirits. I saw everything, you know, from, you know, the family members and people on the other side in the spirit world to the tree spirits and the plant spirits. And so my experience was quite different, but I know that my parents really did try to insulate us from the war of that time. I think today it's important because we have so much access through the internet and kids can stumble across things so easily. I think it's important, you know, yeah, to monitor what they're looking at and have parental controls on it, and also to get them outside as much as possible, to give them that childhood that, you know, maybe you had or that you wanted to have, to let them be outside and play and play and play and play, because that energy, that earth energy is going to be so healing for them. I think for us to think that we can shield them completely from what's going on is a bit unrealistic. And, you know, if you live in the city, it's even probably more pronounced. But even in the city, there's parks and there's places that you can go and be closer to nature. And, you know, not to sound corny, but I really feel nature heals. And, you know, the more that we can, you know, kind of say, okay, we're doing a camping trip, you know, and load the family up with sleeping bags and a tent and go camping. I mean, just all of that in the long run is the memories and the joy that the kids are going to carry with them through their lives.
You're listening to the Inspired Parenting Radio Show. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with mystic healer, teacher, and author, Sonia Grace, about how we can prepare our children to cope with this evolutionary time of chaos and change. After the break, Sonia's going to take us through another exercise that's going to help you and your children stay calm and centered. We'll be back in a few moments, so don't go away.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
I'm Sandy Sedgbeer. And you're listening to the Inspired Parenting Show. My guest is author and teacher, Sonia Grace. Sonia, we were speaking earlier about, you know, obviously getting kids into nature, forging that connection with the elements, the earth, etc. On a purely practical level, if a child, if you're doing all this with a child and still, you know, they see hatred and they see violence around them, how do we talk to them about that? How do we, you know, we're talking about karma, but how do you say that, you know, those people over there have hatred in their hearts because of karma? Or, you know, what do you actually tell them?
I would tell children that my my experience of these people, let's take ISIS for example, is they are deeply wounded. They have a lot of pain that they're carrying in their lives, and it has gotten to a point that it's gone sideways. It's corrupt. It's whatever word the child is able to understand. It is it's grown into a growth or some kind of illness. And now they're out there, you know, destroying and being so destructive of other people. And that we have to not only be the caretakers of this earth, but we have to have forgiveness in our hearts, and we have to be able to love through all of that. So my suggestion is to, to give children the understanding that this is what happens when people are deeply hurt and wounded. You know, they go sideways and they, you know, end up becoming these very hurtful, very harmful people. But the way that we can deal with that is that if we are really filling that big field around us, that aura around us up with love from our hearts, we're just filling it up like your heart is opening up and just gushing out all this love into your auric field, one, that protects you, and two, you're staying in a place of not fighting back. I mean, you know, the last thing we want to teach kids is to fight back with hatred and anger, but to have forgiveness and be able to understand as best that they can an adult situation. It's not a children's situation, it's an adult situation. And to identify that for them, say, this is an adult situation and you'll probably understand it better when you're older. But for now, this is, you know, a way for you to understand it.
Well, you've offered a lot of advice to parents about how they can, you know, help their children get connected. Is there one piece of advice that for you, you know, if you could only give people one piece, stands out above all else?
It's part of what I said earlier. I feel at this point in our history and all of the times that, you know, many people have been here before, at this time, it is an inside job. We must do the emotional work on the inside level. We must go in and heal the unresolved emotional wounds from this lifetime and past lifetimes in order to make sense and deal with this, you know, incredible speeding up time and space experience, and also to deal with the frequency or the vibration of this time. If we don't learn to go within and to meditate, it's going to be easier for people and kids to get caught up in what is sort of a chaotic energy, and everybody's just sort of spinning out of control. And I'm sure a lot of the parents listening know of people who are sort of spinning out of control or, you know, kind of losing it on some level. And that's because they're going outside of themselves to resolve something rather than going within.
You have another exercise called the glass ball. Could you take us through that?
Yeah, and this one's really for parents, but if you want to do this with your kids, you can. It might be a little complicated for them, but this is really from me to the parents. You want to, in sitting down, you want to first put one hand on your forehead and one hand on the back of your neck. And then I want you to get in your mind whatever it is that's bugging you. Maybe it's somebody who's really upset you. You know, let's use that as an example. And then when you have that feeling in your body, move your feet into a wide stance. Move your legs apart. And in front of you, I want you to visualize a big glass ball. And inside this glass ball, you're going to put all that stuff that you feel about that unresolved conversation or whatever it is between you and that person. And if you need to tell them off, stand inside the glass ball and tell them off. Whatever you need to do, do it inside the glass ball. And once you've done that, once you've gotten all those things that are bugging you in the glass ball, I want you to, in your mind, visually or feel it, break the ball. Smash it against some rocks, smash it against the wall. Take a hammer to it, but break the glass ball. Make sure you see it in your mind's eye break. And once that's done, then you see a new glass ball floating right in front of you. And inside this one, you're going to put everything that is what you're wanting in your life. Love, prosperity, happiness, good health. Visualize, see all of those wonderful things going inside this glass ball. And then bring that glass ball through your heart and watch it open up and just fill your whole body up with those things. And when you're done, then you can release your hands and you can move your legs back to a comfortable position.
What's the significance of putting one hand on the back of the neck and the other on the forehead?
They're all emotional points. Emotional points in the forehead, emotional points in the back of the neck.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So by placing your hands there, you are connecting with those emotional points?
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. You're holding those emotional points. By putting your legs into a wide stance, you're literally putting the brain into a different gear. Our brain is normally in the gear of what would be walking. Like we just start walking. We walk everywhere, walk, walk, walk. But when we stop and put our feet into a wide stance, it's like the brain goes, and it goes into a different gear. And it's really a great thing to do because it's like it stops you, literally, you know, and helps you then focus and get this stuff out. And I know it's not easy. There's things that happen and, you know, life is crazy and chaotic. And to me, it's always really helpful to be able to just, okay, I'm going to glass ball that.
that's a good phrase, yeah. I'll glass ball that one. Okay.
That's right.
Before we bring the show to a close, tell us what you are working on currently and what you have coming up this year.
Oh, I have so many cool things I'm really excited about. I'm doing an Earth Angel training course that's based on my latest book, Become an Earth Angel. And the next one I'm doing is the physical body. It's in on the north shore of Oahu, Hawaii. It's March 6th through the 9th. And it's really a fantastic experience of going deep into meditation for 4 days and working on the physical body, literally healing the liver and the spleen and the heart and going through a lot of deep processing while we're in meditation with the emphasis of healing the physical body. The next one after that is the spiritual body. It's May 11th through the 15th, and that one's happening in Forres, Scotland at the Newbold House. And that's going to be on, as I said, the spiritual body, and we will be in meditation for 5 days, working very deep in moving into higher frequencies, into the realms. We'll be working on healing our spiritual body and doing a lot of inner processing. I teach a form of yoga. I call it cellular yoga at all of my retreats. So every morning we start out with a really nice, stretchy, very deep breathing yoga class. And both of these things are coming up. They're on my website. And if I can, I'd like to give my website out.
Absolutely.
It's Sonja, S-O-N-J-A, Grace, GRACE.com. And all of those things are on there. And, you know, I've got a free once a week. It comes out on Sundays. It's called The Earth Angel. And you can sign up for that and get messages and really wonderful words of wisdom from my guides.
Sonja, finally, your Native American heritage, what do the Hopi nation say about the times ahead? We've been talking a lot about chaos, you know, and all the things that are going wrong in the world right now. Is there hope?
I think there's always hope. Absolutely. I think that there's always a solution, but it is going to take all of us as a collective to recognize that we must work together. And that's very true out on the Hopi Reservation. They do work together. You know, you cannot, not one person holds the information to do a ceremony. It takes everybody, every part of that community to put together and create something. And I think it's a wonderful example of how we can work together to create the future for our children. And I think there's a very beautiful future ahead. We're moving into the golden era. Yes, we have some challenges ahead of us with the earth and climate change, but I fully believe that there is a way and a clear pathway for us to do this if we do the work inside. And once we heal, then we have a whole new thing that opens up for us to manage and face the future.
Well, on that note, Sonia Grace, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. And Sonia's books, Earthways Healing Medicine for the Soul, Angels in the 21st Century, and Become an Earth Angel are available on Amazon and on her website at soniagrace.com, soniagrace.com. That's all for this week. The Inspired Parenting Radio Show is brought to you by InspiredParentingMagazine.com. I invite you to visit the website, check out the free articles and the many benefits of subscribing. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer. Thank you so much for being with me today, and I look forward to being with you at the same time next week. Till then, it's goodbye from me.